I needed to go back east of the divide and talk to more people about the disappearance of Clayton Desmarteau and his cousin. But I'd gotten too late a start that day, and instead I drove up to Flathead Lake and spent 2 hours searching through property records in the county clerk's office. I was still convinced that there was some tie between Sally Dio, Dixie Lee, Harry Mapes, and Star Drilling Company. I didn't buy the story that Sally Dio kept Dixie Lee around to effect innocuous real estate deals, or because he simply liked over-the-hill rockabilly musicians. I had known too many like him in New Orleans. They liked women, but didn't consider them important. They liked power, but would share it out of necessity. They were cruel or violent upon occasion, but usually in a pragmatic way. However, they loved money.